was as durable as it gets in college, and last year did not miss a single game. This year, missed the exhibition opener, then played when maybe she shouldn't have because the second game was in Iowa, re-injured her quad May 26th, returned, then injured her left groin, returned, injured her right groin, yet to return from that one, Indiana being extra cautious. We heard Holly give the update last weekend how Stephanie White wants to make sure Caitlin Clark gets some real good practice time before she returns. And if you look at the calendar, that would be more likely to happen towards the back half of the month of August as Caitlin works her way back. But I thought it was interesting, Rebecca, having the conversation with Stephanie White about how they're playing now and how Caitlin may accentuate those positives and melding sort of what they've been able to do right now and what Caitlin does so well when she gets back.
She talked about how fast the Fever play end to end when Caitlin is on the floor, and then when she's off the floor, how they move the ball side to side, and there's a value in seeing that, and you know, how the ball finds its way back to the shooters. She also talked about the gravity that Caitlin has on the floor. Like, you can just run one action and you tilt the entire defense and get a good look. And when she's not on the floor, how you have to go to multiple sides and multiple actions, and how her team has gotten very good at that.
Yeah, I mean, we have updates, and our recovery's going well. You know, it's just, I think for us, staying the course and making sure that we're really diligent about each step that we take, and that we don't have setbacks, and that we're patient with it. I know she wants to be out here on the floor, and we want her out here on the floor, but making sure that she's ready is the most important thing. You know, I still don't know how far we are. We're going to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and go from there.
I mean, she's given Brent and his hoodie a run for its money.
No, she doesn't hide the snacks.
That's
like her
right.
Dad did.